Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. All three of those, either one, pick one. If you like to type, we have the long one. If you don't like to type, we have the short one. And if you just love my name, you can type that to your little heart's content. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget all the other things you can do on my website, listening to the live show, the replay, the archives. You can go back after we're through. If you just can't get enough of my voice, you can hear me over and over again. But more than likely, you would prefer to hear some of our outstanding guests. And that's what the archives and the replay is for. And so check that out at jbsba.com. And you can go later today, if you've heard Sheldon Siegel on the show talking about what he has on his mind today. If you want to go back and hear it again, you can do that later today on the replay and by the end of the day in the archives. Sheldon is an attorney, ladies and gentlemen, who has become an author, and he has this mission that he's on to help people think about the authoring process, and probably many of you are like he was in the early days of his authorship career, and we're going to get him to tell us a little bit about that. Sheldon Siegel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks very much for having me on.
It's good to have you here, Sheldon, and So you spent a number of years, I guess maybe, what, about 10 or so years as an attorney, just working in your law practice. And then one day, some stuff just needed to come out, didn't it?
Yeah, I've been an attorney now for more than 20 years in San Francisco. And over 10 years ago, something happened in our law firm, which your listeners may have heard about at some point. In the summer of 1993, our firm was in a building in San Francisco where one of our former clients, who was angry at the world, came through, and very sadly, he was armed to the teeth with Uzis and pistols, and he came through our office and he killed 8 people.
That was your firm. Mm-hmm.
That was our firm, and it was an awful.
Were you there? Were you in the building that day?
I was. I was in the building. I was in the office, and I was 2 floors above all the bad events, and got very lucky because the fellow who was doing all of this, instead of coming up the stairs, went down the stairs, and he didn't come our way. But we knew what was going on as it was happening, because a bunch of people who were down on the 34th floor came running up our internal stairways. And were telling us what was going on, and
mm-hmm.
I got lucky. I got behind a locked door, and he didn't come our way. But it's one of those sort of life-altering events that that changes you for forever.
Mm-hmm.
I still think about it a lot. And one of the things I had always wanted to do was I'd always wanted to try to write a novel. And this goes back to when I was in high school and college, and a couple of years later when. I got the time and the energy. That's when I started writing my first book. And I actually wrote it, most of it, while I was commuting to work on the ferry that runs from Marin County, where I live, down to my office.
So you didn't say, I'm going to wait till I can afford to take 6 months off to write a book. You just said, okay, when I've got some downtime, I'm going to get started on it piecemeal.
Yeah, I actually was working still full-time when I wrote both my first book and my second one, and I wrote it on a laptop computer in 45-minute chunks going to and from the office.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit late at night, but not that much late at night. We have twin sons who are now 12 years old, and they were 3 when I started writing the book, so I didn't have a lot of free time, but... I did manage to get it done 45 minutes at a time.
Well, you just reordered your priorities, didn't you? Rather than just looking out over the edge of the boat of the ferry there, you decided to devote that time to something a little more productive.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And I kind of surprised myself that I actually was able to finish the first book, and I'd set a goal for myself.
What's the title of the first book?
The first book is called Special Circumstances, and
all your books are fiction, right?
Yes, my books are all fiction. They're all novels. They're all set in San Francisco, and it's actually a continuing series. The protagonist is a criminal defense attorney in
right.
San Francisco.
All right.
Named Mike Daly, who's a former public defender, former priest, and former partner at a big law firm.
So this is like the Hardy Girls in law school, right? The Hardy
yeah,
Boys, I mean.
Like that.
The Hardy Boys in law school.
The Hardy Boys go to law school in San Francisco.
Okay, what did you learn about yourself as you were writing these books?
Well, I learned that if you are passionate about something and you're really interested in trying to do it, you can surprise yourself, and you might actually find that you do it pretty well. I'm a corporate and securities attorney in the daytime. I've been doing that for over 20 years, and I have no training, formal training in writing fiction. My degree from college was in accounting, and but it was something I'd always wanted to do, and I took a couple of writing classes, and I read a lot and worked very hard on writing the stories, and I think your listeners would find that you'll surprise yourself if there's something you're really excited about doing.
What did you learn that was an aha for you, an aha moment in the writing class? Was there something that in the writing class that really made you say, oh, that's how that works?
You know, I did. I mean, I learned for one thing, this is a whole lot harder than it looks. You know, most people think, you read a novel and you think, well, I could do that. And,
right.
When I took the writing class, I realized that I knew very little about the process of putting these stories together and about narrative voice and pacing and plotting. And I learned that I had to read a lot more to kind of figure out how mysteries and thrillers are put together.
Well, isn't that more particular to fiction than it would be, say, to nonfiction? Because there are a lot of people out there, you know, who like to write. For example, you know, I write 100,000 words a year, and it's 98.7% of it is nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some of my readers say come back and say that it's fiction, but it's not intended to be fiction anyway.
No, I understand. It's you know, I think you have to read and research enough so that you know the subject that you're talking about, whether it's fiction or nonfiction,
right.
And then organizing what you've got into something that's readable, that's, you know, that's entertaining in some respects. It's a lot different from what I do during the daytime, because when you're a lawyer, there's very little premium put on being brief or being entertaining or having your work have a little bit of pacing.
I'm glad you said that instead of me, Sheldon. Not that I was thinking that or anything like that. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our new friend, Sheldon Siegel. We're going to talk about how to get published. Once you get this puppy written, we got to get it published somehow. We're going to get Sheldon to tell us how that works. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Sheldon Siegel, soon-to-be old friend. All we got to do is get him back on the show one more time. See, Sheldon, that's what makes you an old friend. If you're on the show the second time, you're officially an old friend.
Well,
so,
I hope to come back and talk to you again, maybe when my next book comes out.
We'll get you back. And let me ask you this question. Tell us about, now you've written 5 books so far?
Yes.
And tell us the titles.
The titles are Special Circumstances, Incriminating Evidence, Criminal Intent, Final Verdict, and the brand new one is called The Confession.
And is it out right now?
It is out right now. It came out just recently, and
okay.
It is now out in hardcover. All the others are out in both hardcover and paperback.
All right.
So, and they are available everywhere that books are sold. And if your listeners are interested in checking out some information about me, I have a website at
sheldonsiegel.com. Sheldon Siegel, and that's SIEGEL.com. Sheldon.
Right.
Just like you think that would be spelled, SIEGEL.com. And we'll find out more about you there. I'm sure we can find out more about the books there, too, can't we?
Yeah, you can find out. You can read the first couple of chapters of all the books.
Oh, good.
If you want to get a little preview.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate that. Okay. Let's talk about the process of getting published. How much of a challenge was that for you?
Well, I got very lucky. You know, the process of getting published usually means that you send out letters to agents and maybe to publishers for about 2 years, and you get a lot of rejection letters.
It's worse than being a 15-year-old boy, isn't it? All the rejection you get.
It's really a very sobering experience for most people. Now, having said that, I am the poster boy for everything that could possibly go right.
That's pretty annoying, Sheldon.
I'm sorry, and I apologize in advance for your listeners who've been trying for a long time to get published, but the stars just lined up right for me. I sent my my first book to only one agent, who I was introduced to because she's friends with an attorney in our firm's San Diego office. And my agent is in La Jolla. Her name is Margaret McBride, and she looked at my book for 2 days and called me after that and said she wanted to represent me. And she sent it off to a dozen of the big publishers in New York, and 2 weeks later I had a deal for the first two books.
Wow.
So it never happens this way, but every once in a while you catch lightning in a bottle, and that's
well, here's the lesson there. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Well, I mean,
when you started out, you had no knowledge of you had no way of knowing how long this was going to take. In fact, I'm sure you expected it to take a long time, but the thing is that if you produce good work, and you do a little bit of due diligence. I mean, obviously you asked around, you did some due diligence, you looked around and you asked people and you said, okay, how many degrees of separation am I from an opportunity? And it turns out once you asked that question, you weren't that far away.
That's right. I mean, a lot of it is being in the right place at the right time, but a lot of it also, you have to write a good book. I mean, that's the given.
Right.
And then you have to do a little bit of homework to find agents who are interested in the type of book you've written, and you hope to get to the top of their pile when they're having a good day, and that's what happened to me.
Sheldon, I'd like to depart a little bit from the fiction angle. If you're writing fiction, you just about have to have a publisher. But if you write nonfiction, you just about don't have to have a publisher.
That's true. You know, in fiction, you have to write the whole book before you have any real chance of selling it.
Right.
If you're writing nonfiction, if you can write a well-written proposal and, you know, three or four chapters so they can see your writing, you have a chance of selling nonfiction.
Also, in today's world with the technology, you know, it used to be called vanity press, but today it's actually a good business model to be self-published. A lot of successful books. You know, The One Minute Manager was highly successful 25 years ago by our friend Ken Blanchard. It was highly successful as a self-published book before it ever was published by a publisher.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who are doing, you know, self-published stuff and selling a whole lot of copies. And
yep.
Interestingly, that you bring up The One Minute Manager. It was self-published originally, and my agent was Ken Blanchard's agent on a bunch of his subsequent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once you get published and you get started, you become part of the club, and doors open up that wouldn't necessarily open up before.
Well, some people think that you make a lot of money when you write a book and get it published. That's not always the case, is it?
That is very rarely the case, particularly with the first book. But if the timing is right, the subject is right, and it's a hot topic, you can do pretty well.
How many books have you sold altogether?
I have sold over 2 million copies.
Wow!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've had a lot of very good luck, and the response has been very positive. And we're in, I think, 7 languages now, and. Very gratifying, you know, because I kid about most lawyers don't get fan mail, but a lot of authors do, and I get fan mail from all over the world now.
Well, that's got to be very gratifying. And what's your next project going to be?
I'm actually working on the next book in the series. It's a story about a death penalty case where Mike Daly, the protagonist, is called in at the last minute to try to stop the execution of the oldest man on death row. And a friend of mine who does death penalty appeals took me over to San Quentin Prison not long ago to to have a look around and meet one of his clients.
We'll look forward to that, Mike. I've got to wrap it up, but I mean, Sheldon, I was calling you your protagonist. Sheldon Siegel, ladies and gentlemen, look for his books wherever books are sold. Thanks, Sheldon. See you next time.
Thanks very much.
See you later. Quick break, right back with Russell Brown. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.